Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for today's program. I want to talk about God's heart for the poor and for missions and how important it is for us as believers to allow our heart to beat as His beats. I love Job 29 because it talks about Job's great anointing, that in the time when he was enjoying friendship with God, and it was just, he was reminiscing as to those really good years just before the affliction. And he was only afflicted for about 11 months, they think. But the rest of his life was full of the blessing of the Lord. And he says that his steps were bathed in butter and rock poured, or oil poured out of the rock for him. And he talks about the influence he had at the city gates. And then he says why that happened. And he said it was because he delivered the poor who cried for help and the orphan who had no helper. I want to share a little bit about the way that God has led XP, especially to help those who are crying out in the sex trade. Over the years, we have worked in the inner cities with prostitutes and drug addicts, preaching the gospel and loving people to life and offering them a better way to live and an invitation to come into the love of God. But then the Lord deepened our desire to help those that were trapped in that way and called us to Thailand. And Thailand, especially the city of Pattaya, has been known as a sex tourism destination. And so Shirley Ross and myself went over and scouted out the land and tried to get God's heartbeat. And I remember the first night of being in Bangkok, where I was just so disturbed of seeing, you know, men in their 50s with teenage girls that they'd bought for the weekends and that. And I thought, oh, Lord, this isn't right. And I was even getting angry at the men. And the Lord said, you know, all of them are victims. All of them are. These men have needs in their life, and I love these men, and I want them to be reached also. And so we asked the Lord for His heart, and He gave us His heart. It was just awesome to see the love that He shared with us at that time. And so we started reaching out to the girls in the bars and started hearing their desperate stories and how they wanted freedom. And we started loving them to life. I remember, you know, being in one of the bars and singing worship music, which was really love songs on Valentine's Day and ministering prophetically and everything. It was awesome. And that just kept us going back. In fact, we have a team that goes back there regularly and full-time missionaries that work there now to help people that have been enslaved by the sex trade to come free. There's wonderful ministries over in Thailand doing a great work. Part of the things that we taught in our schools called Operation Extreme Love was these treasure hunts where we would ask God for clues to go out and find His treasure. And I want to throw to a video now where you'll watch one of these treasure hunts in action, where the team waited on God and got clues to follow, and He led them to prostitute number 63.
Our particular treasure hunt, we got airplane. We got rock, we got a fountain, we had pizza, we got pink. There were several people who got the color pink, and they even had one clue to where there was a young girl dressed all in pink who was very sad. We had the number 63. Oh, we had a espresso cup or a coffee cup, and then we had pole dancers, and then we had lady boys. So all of these clues together, we put them, we took them with us, and as we stepped out, literally the way was paved. We saw an airplane right off the bat across the street from the hotel. The next thing we saw was a fountain. The next thing we saw was the color pink, and there was an arrow that literally led us to the street that we were going to be ministering on, and then another arrow, and then we saw a sign, an advertisement for pizza, and then right after that was another arrow pointing the way to the street we were going on, then another pizza sign that said more pizza this way. And so as we were walking, we follow all these clues, and we come to this huge pink taxi. It's all pink. And so we said, okay, God, this is beginning to get more and more fun. So as we go, we even had a sign that was said cafe. One of us was given a cafe sign. So we stop right in front of this cafe, and it's Rock Cafe. And there's a young girl in there who is dressed all in pink, who is very sad, and we're able to minister Jesus to her. Then we go on to our next place, and we see another sign that had a name, but at the end of the name it was rock. And underneath that sign there was a cup of coffee, which was another one of our clues. And outside of this club were two ladyboys. And across the street was pizza. So we said, okay, God, we're in another one of these divine places that you have for us to go into. So we knew we were going to have to enter into this club. As we entered into this club, there were pole dancers. I've been on many outreaches, but I had never been kind of into this atmosphere to where it was literally in my face. We noticed that the girls had numbers pinned on them, and we looked up and one of the numbers was 63, and that's one of the clues that we got on our treasure hunt. We were able to sit down and even, she said, cheers with our bottled water, and we were able to share the love of Jesus with her. We were able to tell her that, I know it was a little uncomfortable for her, us two women in this area where there's mostly men that come in, so I know our curiosity was probably up, is what do you want from me? And we let her know that we didn't want anything other than just to share Jesus with her. And we asked her if she had ever heard of Jesus, and she said she had read a story about Jesus, and it made her feel very warm. It made her feel very loved. And so we were able to share how loved she was, that Jesus loved her so much that we were on a treasure hunt, and we described what that meant, and that she was the treasure that Jesus came to find. He sent us to find her, to share the love that he had for her, and we were able to win her to the Lord. She got saved before we left, and we were able to establish some relationship with her. We thought that we were through ministering to her. She accepted Jesus the very night that we ministered to her, and she felt the love and the presence of God. But that it didn't stop there. This young lady was able to buy her out for the whole day and evening. And we were able to spend the evening with her the whole afternoon also, and were able to pray with her and minister to her. She said she had never felt so much love. She had never been so happy in all of her life. She went to the banquet. She had the most wonderful time. And now we have a contact person for her locally that she's been back and forth texting on the phone on a regular basis. And so now she has somebody here that we can actually keep in contact with her and keep up with her to disciple her and to see her come to total freedom. She's precious. She's full of joy, full of life, and God has a great plan for her.
When our teams go out on the street, such as you just saw with Operation Extreme Love, we reach many people and in many different ways. We do go into the bars and invite the prostitutes out for a night and pay for them to be released from their post for the evening and set a great banquet for them and give them roses and gifts and speak destiny words over them and pray for them. And oftentimes many come to the Lord, and we're able to rescue many out of the sex trade. They never go back, but we put them into the Tamar Center, the YWAM team over there, who train them and disciple them. It's awesome. And through every little effort, just every person's effort of love, we're reaching a city, and it's being transformed. We want you to see right now a beautiful video based on a song called God in the City. It was actually inspired right in Pattaya, Thailand. Let's go to that now and see what God is doing to transform a city.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
I love what God's doing in the city of Pattaya and other cities in the world. He's amazing. And he's recruiting people. He's saying, would you go into the nations? Would you go and preach the good news of my love, of my kingdom, and see nations transformed? And not only do we go into Pattaya, but we also reach out to the orphans, just like Job did. He said, because I helped the orphans who cried out for help, I met their needs, that I was blessed. And we get blessed with the love of God, but plus the provision of God to help the orphans. We've had the privilege of serving the orphans in continents like Africa and Asia and other places around the world. And God wants us to have that heart for those who can't help themselves, like the children who are going to bed tonight because they have no one to care for them, or they've been abandoned because their parents died or left them, or you know, drug-addicted crack babies who are just left abandoned to die as well. These little ones that are crying out need to be reached. And God's raising up a people who will love them to life. I love working with ministries such as Iris Ministries with Heidi Baker and Marcus Young with his troops that go and rescue children, and ministries that we work with in Cambodia and Thailand. They're amazing. And as we network together in the body of Christ, we can get so much done. And I want to thank especially our Breaker Team partners who make all this possible. The reason why we're able to build orphanages and care for orphans on an ongoing basis is because of you, you faithful partners who have been so good to love the Lord and to love these children. We also, though, can't neglect, even though we love reaching out afar and going to the nations, we can't neglect the needs at home. And you know, right around your neighborhood right now, there might be people in need. In fact, maybe your neighbor might be trapped in darkness. I know that in our region, we go out into the inner city of Phoenix and help those that are addicted to drugs, or the homeless and the prostitutes and the broken. And I remember a couple of years back being so discouraged because I thought, we're leading some people to Jesus, but they're still in the same environment and they can't get free from the things that bind them because of being in the same environment of addiction, the same environment of prostitution. They can't get free. If only we could take them all home. And of course, that wasn't possible for us at the time, but I started to pray and I said, God, if you would just give me a house, we could start taking in one life at a time and caring for them and loving them to life. And so through some very generous people who helped us, they lent us some money to buy the restoration house. And we bought a 4-bedroom house and put a couple of workers in and brought our first girl in. Her name is Lacey, and you're going to hear her testimony in just a moment. And when she came to us, she was very broken emotionally, and she'd had a very difficult background. She was all messed up, didn't know how to work, didn't know how to look after herself properly, and she had emotional disorders that she'll share with you about. But through loving her, just day by day, with the whole team coming together and loving her and helping her move forward, she eventually gave her life in a full-fledged commitment to Jesus, and then got set free, and she's now a beautiful Christian woman who's holding a job and giving glory to God and has a wonderful devotion with the Lord. And then the next girl we had, Ginger, she had had a 13-year to 15-year crack addiction, and she'd been in and out of prison and was a really broken person. Within months, she was just set free by the love of Jesus Christ and is now actually working on staff with us. She's whole and beautiful and serving others. It's awesome to see lives restored. The restoration house is just something that we could do at home just by caring for people. And now we've got other women who have come in to that house, and we're believing for more. So let me take you to the stories right now of Lacey and Ginger, and may you be excited about what God's done in their life as people have reached out to care.
Okay. Before I came in the Restoration House, I felt worthless. I felt insecure. I felt like I always had to say I'm sorry because everything I did was never good enough. I was verbally, physically, mentally abused, treated worse than dirt. I just felt like it was the end of the world. I felt like I didn't deserve to live, and you know, it was really tragic. Since I've been in the Restoration House, I've had a clarity of mind. I've had peace, a supernatural deliverance that I can't explain. I feel like I'm loved, like just embraced. I can't explain what has happened in the Restoration House. It's so supernatural. The life skills I've learned is you do things with excellence. You learn social skills, you learn how to cook, you know, you learn how to clean and how to do it as if unto the Lord. I'm getting that confidence from Christ, that security in Christ. I always have joy, even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of, you know, a bad day, I still have joy at the end of the day. For the people that have sowed and that have prayed for the Restoration House, I just want to thank you so much for believing in girls that felt like they were nothing and that, you know, that they were worth something, that you gave your time and money and prayers into the Restoration House because you believed that we could change. Man, it's had such an impact in my life, and I just want to thank you for your money and your prayers, and especially your faith and not giving up on the Restoration House.
I was in a 15-year crack addiction. I spent my time in and out of jail, institutions, rehabs. I kept trying to get clean. You know, my mom would let me come to her house to try to get clean. And I just kept going back. I just kept going back and relapsing time after time. And it was worse every time. Every time I was just at the bottom of, you know, just doing the most demeaning things to get money for drugs. Just, you know, the most horrible existence you can imagine. It was just like a cycle of failure that I had created for myself. I was actually living in a crack house, and my mom heard about Restoration House. I happened to call her because I hardly ever called. I was in so much shame, but I know it was a God thing that I did call her. She told me about it, and I was like, Mom, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. You know, I'll try it. And the difference was that I finally surrendered everything. My journey has been amazing with God. All the events that I'm exposed to and the power of God that I'm able to witness and be a part of. God took my heart, and He took the heart of stone that I had, and He gave me a heart of flesh. My future is so bright. I mean, it's overwhelming what God has already done in this short period of time. Thank you so much, everyone that sowed into Restoration House. It's going to mean so much to the lives of so many women. It already has for me and Lacey. It's given us so much, an opportunity to grow in a safe environment in Christ and just a brand new start and chance at life.
You know, there's many other girls out there like Lacey and Ginger that we're looking forward to reaching over the years. And there's people in your area that you could just reach out to even with, you know, something simple. Like we have a food bank that we just work with the local area and with the local homeless shelters and things like that and go into the local jails. There's so much that you can do to reach out right at home. But I want to thank our Breaker Team partners so much for all that you do to help us reach out to others, to help the poor and the naked and clothe them and the hungry and feed them. You're amazing. And I want to bless you. And right now we're going to throw to a video that we made of a song of Brian and Jen Johnson's that just speaks the heart of God. And it speaks concerning you. Because as you give into the ministry of Jesus Christ, you help that gospel to go out. And whatever He does, you can do. Wherever He goes, you can go. And you can go with your giving. And for those of you that aren't a Breaker Team partner yet or haven't maybe donated into the furtherance of the gospel through this particular ministry and program, why don't you go on xpmedia.com right now and give your most generous donation or become a Breaker Team partner. And the rewards are amazing. So God bless you and enjoy this video as we close.